Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner Weathers, July 4th is later this week, and I don't know about you, but it's not a holiday to me unless I have at least a slice of watermelon. And fortunately, I have one of the country's largest supplies just right here in South Carolina.
Well, you're right. If July 4th is on your calendar, if you don't have fireworks and family and some watermelon thrown in there, it's just not quite the same. South Carolina is the sixth largest watermelon producing state, 7,500 acres of watermelons on average. And, you know, I was thinking back to last year when I was visiting some farmers and what a difference a year makes with all of the melons they couldn't get out because of the rain. So this year is certainly better for growing, and it's the ideal time for the season right now, right up leading to the 4th.
Absolutely. And we can enjoy a fresh South Carolina watermelon really all the way through Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be harvesting up till August and lead right up to Labor Day. So, yeah, you know, the hotter it gets, the better watermelon tastes. We were out at the farmer's market on Saturday for Family Fun Day. Watermelon Association was giving away watermelons, and the one I got was definitely not a seedless melon because I was talking and spitting the whole time out there just walking around for a special event we had with some folks. It was good to be out there and see the Watermelon Association participating.
You know, we always think of watermelon as being a fun food, but really it is very good for you.
Well, that's right. That's the neat thing about it. With all the research they're doing, and I think some of it actually comes out of NC State, so just close by. But watermelon, with all of our elements that we're looking for to get quality, when we eat something, it's real high in lycopene, which helps with heart disease and some of the cancers, and especially skin cancer. So again, while you're eating that watermelon and letting it drip all over you, you know that you're actually doing something good for yourself. No better value out there when you'd spend about 15 cents on a slice of watermelon. So it hits the mark on a lot of things.
You know, watermelon has gone through a little bit of a revolution here in the last 8 or 10 years with the advent of the personal melon, which for single people like myself that don't want to feed a whole army and don't want to eat watermelon for a month, that is just the greatest thing that ever came along.
Well, you're right. Going from seedless to melons of different sizes and shapes, the watermelon growers are responding to what the consumer wants, again, with healthy and with convenience. And the watermelon of 2014 is not like we had 10 years ago. So, again, it's just a great example of how the South Carolina farmer is matching up with what the consumers want. Before we go there, I do want to mention the Watermelon Association lost a great friend over the weekend, Mr. Frank Rentz from Earhart. Always volunteered at their fundraisers to do the auctions and really just made for a fun evening for everyone and very productive because they raised money to do some of this research we were just talking about. So we lost a good friend in Frank Rentz, and my sympathies go out to Evelyn, his wife and family, and so just a personal loss to a lot of the watermelon farmers.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.